Danny Gaselli, East Coast Radio.
Rainmaker Marketing is Africa's leading award-winning property and lifestyle marketing agency. And here's the thing. I said to my friends at Rainmaker Marketing, please give me the best in the business in order to answer all my burning questions. And they did that. Hey, they gave me the best of the best. We welcome Charles Thompson, director of the Devemco Group, to the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Danny. Excellent to be here.
Great to have you with us. But we're also joined by director of sales and marketing at Devemco Realty, Pam Naidu. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Danny.
Thanks for joining us. Now, here's the deal. I am in the market to buy a home. I've been looking at homes for the past, I'd say, 6 months or so, and I've learned that there's so many things that go into buying a home. But if you don't mind just narrowing it down to a few of the key things that a first-time buyer needs to know and needs to think of when they purchase their first home, Charles?
Sure, Danny. I think the golden rule is always location, location, location. I think that's the first thing that I would advise any buyer. And when I say location, 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 the three L's are where is the actual location as a macro level, and then whereabouts in that location is the best location. And even if it is an estate, it's what area on the estate. Is it on a green belt? Has it got a good sea view? So there's three micro locations sitting in that holistic location. I think there's a lot more to it, but that is my golden rule, Pam.
All right. There's also other little things that I find buyers don't really look at, like the elements of the financial stability, affordability, budgets. So getting your credit card and debts in order, that's a vital aspect. Establish a realistic budget. Find a real estate agent you can trust. That is so important. Mm. This is the person you're going to be picking out your potential homes with, your neighborhood, scheduling tours, negotiating contracts, and much more. Get a pre-approval letter before you start shopping. It also makes your expectations realistic. Be mindful of closing costs. Often people don't really think about all those little bits, and it becomes a huge surprise at the end when they have a reconciliation of those costs. So doing your homework, very vital part of looking for a home.
Yeah, Pam, I just want to also just add to that in the sense that it's always good to set yourself a budget, but try and stick to it, because the property process is a stressful one, acquiring your first or second or multiple properties, but stick to your budget so that you can enjoy the process and that you're not putting yourself under too much pressure with all those ancillary costs that come at the end. Just be mindful that you will always want to buy more, but stick to your budget. It's quite an important point that.
Now, something that stood out to me was transfer duties. Not everyone is aware, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I have to pay 180,000, 200,000 rand towards my transfer duties.
100%.
So you need to elaborate on that for me, please, Pam, if you will.
Okay, so with off-plan developments, there is no transfer duties. There's transfer fees, which is very different. Transfer duties, you're looking at about 9 to 10% of your total cost of your purchase. Transfer fees, you're looking at about 3%. Very significant difference in terms of costs that you're going to encounter. Most websites, attorneys' websites, have calculators. You can actually plot in your amounts and you'll get a rollout of all those costs on that app.
And I think that must form part of your budget. So when you're doing your budget, do the holistic budget, not just what you're acquiring the property for.
Now, Charles, everyone is saying to me, Danny, you have to go into an estate. Can you elaborate about all the benefits of going into an estate?
Sure. Look, South Africa, we've got a lot of estates starting to be formed. Main reason for that is, one, it's just convenience of lifestyle. So you've got this mixed-use function creeping into estates. It's the ability to, you know, run around the state on a night, have complete freedom and safety. Safety is obviously one of the most important things if you're going to live in a home with your kids and your wife. You want safety. No matter where it is in the world, safety becomes paramount. So just to have an efficient, well-run estate with all the common amenities that you don't have to maintain yourself, because time and convenience are becoming more and more scarce. So it's really about giving you the lifestyle without all the headache of dealing with having the lifestyle.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned your kids earlier. Now, my girlfriend's kid, she's known as a Gen Z, right? Now, all this terminology, I don't understand. I thought a cap was something you put on your head, but apparently it's a lie. Now, I found out that in your industry, there's a buzzword going around, and that buzzword is mixed-used precinct. What does that mean?
It's basically a multiple-use zoning in a precinct. So where you'll have, for instance, the arch that we developed, you've got a hotel component, a retail component, residential, commercial, medical suites. So it's different types of zoning uses all found within the same precincts. What a lot of the latest developments across the world is, it's that live, work, play lifestyle that everyone's hunting for, going back to convenience and going back to just ease of living, so that you can walk to the shops, you can walk to your gym. You've got the sporting precincts inside the residential precinct. So it just becomes a blended lifestyle offering, effectively.
So we're here on a Sunday, and I know growing up as a youngster, Sunday showings were a big thing. Is that still a thing that's big in this day and age, or what's the best way to view a property?
I'm going to say Sunday viewings still take place, but you don't really need a Sunday show day. You see, our operation is a 7 days a week operation, and we've structured it around what we know our clients would want. So people want convenient options. They're not only looking for property on a Sunday. It may be late afternoons, early mornings, and we're very flexible with that. And we've managed that really, really well, being in the Sabaya precinct for the last 8 years. So I would say, for me, Sunday show days is not what we need. It is traditional, but I always argue the fact that we don't need it, because we've managed extremely well without having to show on a Sunday.
Times are evolving so fast, right? Everything's changing. Now, here's the deal. If you have a question for either Charles or Pam, something that's been on your mind, you're looking to buy a home, now is your opportunity to get the best answer from the best in the business. Send me a WhatsApp, 061-792-9495, and either Charles or Pam will answer your question just before 2 o'clock today. Thank you so much for being here today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks so much, Danny. It's been a privilege. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. Wonderful being on your show.
Thank you. That was Charles Thompson, director of the DeVemco Group, as well as Pam, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing at DeVemco Realty.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.